Thank you for calling Customer Support. My name is Ricky. How are you today?
Good afternoon, sir. I'm calling from Lima, Peru. So my language is Spanish. So please be patient about my poor English.
Oh, you're fine.
Thanks. I bought a product, Cetaflux product, a package of 3 units, a couple of months ago. And I got the products about 3 or 4 weeks later. Everything was okay with that purchase. But then, a couple of weeks ago, I got a new package of 3 units of this Cetaflux product. But I haven't bought it, so I didn't realize why I received the second package. So, but I received the products again, so I couldn't contact you because I couldn't find the website and or a mobile phone or phone. Okay, but that was 2 weeks ago. And then watching that to my statement, online statement of my credit card, I realized that I was charged for another package of 3 units of Cetaflux. And so I'm quite concerned because I never bought more than just one package for my personal use. So I just sent an email to you complaining about this fact and asking for not charging me again more products to refund the last charge that you have done on my car, because there are already three charges. And I never bought 3 packages. I just bought the first one for my personal use, and I pretended to buy a second one if everything was okay. But after 3 months, because every can lasts 1 month approximately. So that's why I'm calling.
Okay, can I have your zip code, please?
My credit card number?
Your zip code.
Sorry, I couldn't hear you properly.
Your zip code?
My zip code is 15. Let me see. Sorry.
Just oh, you're one. Fine.
It's 15076.
15076. First and last name, please.
Sorry?
First and last name, please. Can I have your first and last name, please?
Alfonso Lozada. Thank you. Thank you for my listening.
You're welcome, sir. And can you verify your address for me, please?
My address is... Avenue Ejército EGJERCITO 825.
Okay, and thank
Magdalena,
you so much.
Magdalena Del Mar, Lima, Peru.
Okay.
Magdalena Del Mar, Lima, Peru.
Okay. Thank you so much for that information. I see that you did order the Cetaflux, and you're on a monthly subscription, sir. And you said that you don't want to be on a subscription.
No, I actually don't know if I didn't understand properly the way that you were selling this product through the website, through the Facebook page. But I just wanted to try with one package, and that is it. So I never pretended to subscribe to a permanent purchase.
Okay, so you're trying to cancel, sir? I'm not understanding. I do apologize. So you're basically trying to cancel, sir?
Yeah, okay. I don't want to buy more products, so I don't want to be charged every month with a 3 units package. I don't want it anymore. If the last charge that was done on October 18th, I want you to refund that charge, because I really don't want the product more. Just the first one was the one I purchased, I bought, and the second one, okay, I got it already, so it's okay with the second one, because the product is in my hands. So okay, despite I didn't buy it, I can use it, I can take the pills actually, because I got a product. But the third one, I didn't get it yet. But I saw the charge. So I don't want it. I want you to refund that. And from now on, I don't want to be charged again for the product.
Okay. So what I can do for today, so I can place your account on the 30-day to hold, sir, and I can give you a 25% refund. How would that work for you?
For the last 10. The last purchase?
Yes, sir. I can place your account on the 30-day hold, meaning you won't receive any product for the next 30 days. And I can also, sir, give you a 25% courtesy refund.
Yeah, okay. If the product has been already delivered, so it's okay with the 25%, because you sent it already. There are not so much things to be done. But from now on, please.
Okay, so you just want to cancel, sir, because I can place that account on a 60-day hold, sir, if you would like for me to.
Sorry, I couldn't get too fast. Could you
talk? Oh, I apologize. So I can place that account on a 60-day hold for you, if you would like for me to, sir.
Just. Don't charge me again another package. That's it. That's all I want.
Okay. No problem, sir, because I could have placed that account on the 90-day hold for you, but I'll go ahead and get that account canceled for you, sir. Let me place you on a brief hold one moment while I get your account canceled.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, so I did go ahead and get that account canceled for you. Excuse me. That cancellation is effective immediately. I have your cancellation number ready for you when you're ready.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, so let me know when you're ready.
So cancellation is already done?
Yes, sir. I did go ahead and get your account canceled. So I have your cancellation number, the number for your cancellation, meaning the verification of your cancellation, sir, ready for you when you're ready.
I sent an email, so could you please answer that email with this cancellation code or number, and so that I can be pretty sure that everything has been properly done?
Okay. Yes, sir. So your account is completely canceled, okay? And is there anything else I can do for you today here at customer support?
No, just I want to summarize what we have agreed upon is that the first, there is a cancellation of the subscription, so I'm not going to be charged for more products anymore. Is that correct?
Yes, sir, that is correct.
First, and then you will give me, a discount, for 25% of the last purchase.
Okay, yes, sir. Go ahead and get that 25% refunded, sir. It will take 3 to 5 business days for it to go back into your account, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
So it's possible to get an email and to my email answer to my email that I just sent a couple of hours ago to you?
Yes, sir. You will receive email as well. That is correct.
Okay, perfect. That's great.
Okay. Thank you so much for calling customer support, sir. You enjoy your wonderful day.
Thank you very much for your patience.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Thank you for calling us support.
Bye-bye.